Support comes from Troy University, welcoming prospective students to explore more than 170 majors and minors and more than 40 graduate and professional degree programs. Now accepting applications for the fall semester. More information at troy.edu/admissions.
I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is the political buzzword from In Focus. That's when Alabama Public Television's Don Daly, the host of Capital Journal, gives this week's political forecast. So let's take a look at the week ahead. Don Daly, welcome back for your political buzzword, and thank you so much for joining us by Skype from your Alabama Public Television office in the State House.
Carolyn, it's always a pleasure. Thanks as always for having me.
So, Don, with all of the subjects out there, what buzzword have you chosen?
Well, I've chosen vaccinations because it's really something that's come to the fore here in the last week or so in Alabama. It's no secret that we have one of the worst, if not the worst, vaccination rates for the coronavirus in the country. And it's become so much of an issue now because our new coronavirus case counts are going in the wrong direction. They're going up. We talked about on Friday about how we've had at least 3 days in July where the case counts have been 1,000 or more. And we haven't seen those levels in terms of virus case counts since February. And it's largely believed that most of those now who are sick or testing positive for the coronavirus are those that are not vaccinated. So in many folks' minds, that really drives home the point that we need to increase vaccinations. But it also begs the question among some, have we hit a wall where vaccinations are concerned? A vaccine is very plentiful here in Alabama. And those people who are not vaccinated, it's thought, are those who have just decided they are not going to get vaccinated for whatever reason. Again, health officials are hopeful that if there's any silver lining to the increased case count numbers, is that they might be incentive for some people who haven't gotten the shots to go get them so that they won't become another one of those numbers. We talked about last week whether or not the state needs to do more in terms of offering incentives to get vaccines, and Governor Ivey said she didn't think so, that she wasn't for anything like a vaccine lottery or any other gimmicks to get more people to be vaccinated. She says that Alabamians are smart, they know what to do, and that they should exercise their own personal judgment and be personally responsible.
And apparently, Don, this Delta variant is very easily transmitted and quite serious.
That's one of the problems that we're dealing with, too. The Delta variant is much more highly transmissible than the previous main strain, if you will, of this coronavirus. And we've heard of a lot of hot spots around the country where things are very serious and hospitalizations are going way up in some pockets of the country. We've even heard about a couple of cases over in Mississippi in the last couple of weeks where children were seriously ill with COVID. So there's so much at play here and so much at stake.
Tell me about the debate about critical race theory. We're hearing more of this.
We are. We continue to hear more and more every day. It's a national debate, and Alabama is not absent from this debate. As most folks may be aware, there have been two bills pre-filed for consideration by the Alabama legislature next year. One deals only with education and whether or not to teach critical race theory in our schools, and another one deals with training and state agencies and whether the tenets of critical race theory should or should not be included. This is going to be a debate that's going to be an interesting watch in the legislature next year. The state school board last week continued a discussion on a resolution that's being drafted to offer a position by the state board on critical race theory, and board members seem to be somewhat divided on this issue. I'll remind everybody that critical race theory holds that racism is systemic in our institutions and policies in government, and those who support the teaching of it say that it just opens up a wider discussion of the issues, but there is serious pushback on the other side as well.
It will be interesting to see where this goes in the legislature.
Indeed.
So, Don, before we leave, the buzzword one more time is
vaccinations, because the push is on again to get more people vaccinated given our rise in COVID cases and the strength of the variant that's out there.
Thank you so much for joining us by Skype from your APT office in the State House.
My pleasure, Carolyn. Always nice to be with you.
By the way, if you enjoy Don Daly's segments on In Focus, In Focus is now a podcast. You can get it on NPR One or wherever you get your podcast. As always, thanks for listening to Troy Public Radio.